Gummidge of Fillmore Street. This is BeatBot.com, the week in Georgia, in English, coming to you from San Francisco's Lower Haight. Today is Thursday, the 31st of December, 2015. Happy New Year. On this date, in 406, the Vandals, Swabians, and Alans crossed the Rhine, beginning an invasion of Gaul, or, as I like to think of it, the Ossetian invasion of France. 1600, Elizabeth I charters the East India Company, originally set up to compete with the Dutch in Indonesia. They fail and focus on India. 1687, the first Huguenot set sail from France to the Cape of Good Hope. 1759, Arthur Guinness signs a 9,000-year lease at £45 per annum and starts brewing Guinness. 1857, Queen Victoria spitefully chooses Ottawa, then a tiny logging village, as the capital of Canada. 1906, Mozaffar al-Din Shah Qajar signs the Persian Constitution of 1906, an era worthy of study. 1951, the Marshall Plan expires after distributing $14 billion in foreign aid to rebuild Europe. 1963, the Central African Federation officially collapses, subsequently becoming Zambia, Malawi, and Rhodesia. 1978, the United States ends official relations with nationalist China. 1998, the European Exchange Rate Mechanism freezes the values of legacy currencies in the Eurozone and establishes the value of the euro currency. 1999, first president of Russia, Boris Yeltsin, resigns from office, leaving Prime Minister Vladimir Putin as acting president and successor. Birthdays are explorer Jacques Cartier, painter Henri Matisse, General George Marshall, actor Ben Kingsley, singer John Denver, singer Donna Summer, actress Gong Li, and nutty Korean entertainment genius Psy. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. As ever, this podcast is written by Ari Suyaka. If you'd like to comment or ask a question, go to tpeelpod.com or send us an email at tpeelpod, T-B-L-P-O-D, at gmail.com. Prime Minister Ghadibashvili unexpectedly resigned on the 23rd of December without stating a reason why. On the morning of the 25th of December, the ruling Georgian Dream, Otsneba Coalition, named Foreign Minister Gheorghe Kvitikashvili as prime ministerial candidate. Senior Otsneba lawmakers had confirmed the night before that they would choose Kvitikashvili amid four potential candidates. President Margvelashvili then had to formally nominate the prime minister candidate, which he did the same day, not using the 7 days allotted to the president to send the candidate's nomination to parliament. Margvelashvili welcomed the change in prime minister. Kvitikashvili then had to present his candidates for cabinet members. So there were discussion in Georgian media that finance minister Nodar Khaduri would lose his post. However, Kvitikashvili confirmed on the 26th of December that he did not plan for changes in the government. And will nominate the same cabinet members for confirmation in parliament. However, he did not rule out that there could be changes in the cabinet in the future. The only newcomer to the cabinet is Foreign Minister Mikhail Janelidze, whom Kvitikashvili named as his replacement for the post of foreign minister. 34-year-old Janelidze has served as first deputy foreign minister since September 2015. Before that, he was deputy economy minister since November 2011. Under Kvitikashvili's tenure as economy minister, Janelidze has an MBA from the Grenoble Graduate School of Business. In 2011, he was awarded with the Order of Honor by President Misha Saakashvili. Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze retained his position as deputy prime minister. Other vice premier's position is held by Economy Minister Dmitry Kumsishvili. Kvitikashvili then had to introduce his nominees for ministers and his government program to parliament, which began on the 28th of December. It's confirmation hearings, meetings with opposition lawmakers. Confirmation hearings, Kvitikashvili called for putting an end to political polarization and vowed that his cabinet will be much more open to cooperation with all the groups in parliament. His priorities had a strongly economic tone and pushed for economic development. He was criticized by opposition lawmakers for the economic downturn in Georgia's had with the fall of the lari, which happened under Kvitikashvili's tenure as economy minister. Kvitikashvili argued that when a country switches to a democratic system from an authoritarian one and frees business from political pressure, it's expected that economic figures will slow down. New foreign minister Janelidze presented his plans. He said Georgia will continue its European and Euro-Atlantic integration process while they will also keep pursuing a pragmatic, balanced policy towards Russia. Similarly, other cabinet ministers, the defense minister, justice minister, and so on, had to present their plans to Parliament. Kvitikashvili and his new cabinet were then confirmed by Parliament late on the 29th of December with 86 votes for and 28 against. The vote was supposed to be at noon, but lawmakers debated the government program all day, were sparring with the new Prime Minister Kvitikashvili until late. UNM and the Free Democrat lawmakers voted against the new government. During the debates, they were saying that replacing previous Prime Minister Kharabashvili with Kvitikashvili will not change the situation in the country as long as BI remains the informal ruler. Kvitikashvili said after winning the constant vote that he would establish a sense of calm and stability in the country. Let's wish him luck. My dealings with him have been largely positive. On the 25th of December, the High Council of Justice, which is a body that oversees the judicial system, elected 38 judges to the council. Some were new and others were reappointed. Among the reappointed judges was Judge Levan Murusidze. He was elected as a lifelong judge to the Court of Appeals. His election has triggered a wave of criticism from many opposition parties, civil society groups such as GILA, as well as President Mark Velashvili. The critics say that Murusidze delivered unfair verdicts on the cases he presided over and that the injustice was recognized by international courts. Story about Murusidze is that in 2007, he was a judge that presided over the high-profile murder case of Sandro Ghirvliani. When the case was being heard in the appellate stage in the Supreme Court, the allegations at the time were that the investigation covered up the links to Interior Ministry senior officials involved in the murder case, which is true. Critics claimed that Judge Murusidze was partly responsible for going easy on the police officers involved in the murder, which was the case, and even though they didn't really serve time in prison anyway and would get out whenever they wanted to. Murusidze was a member of the criminal chamber of the Supreme Court in 2007, which made a decision to reduce the sentence the four people charged with murdering Ghirvliani. As a reminder, in the 2011 ruling, the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg said that the investigation into the Ghirvliani case manifestly lacked the requisite independence, impartiality, objectivity, and thoroughness. So, Murusidze was elected now with 10 votes out of 11, while there are 14 members of the High Council of Justice. One person wasn't there, one didn't vote at all, Murusidze didn't vote, and Nino Gvenatadze, the head of the Supreme Court, didn't vote for Murusidze. At least 10 votes were required for approval. Four members of the High Council of Justice were appointed by Parliament with the backing of Otsneva ruling coalition of lawmakers. Three of them, Eva Gotseridze, Vakhtang Tordia, and Kaja Sopromadze, voted in favor of Murusidze. The background of this story is that earlier in December it emerged that Murusidze, whose 10-year term as Supreme Court judge will expire in April, was applying for a position in the Tbilisi Court of Appeals. There was a campaign against Murusidze's reappointment by opposition politicians and civil society activists who, back in 2006, were in the forefront of protests over the Ghirvliani murder case. They argued that by keeping Murusidze in the judiciary, the current government was making a deal with the court system's old guard, basically judges who were appointed during the previous government, in an attempt to gain influence over the system. Chairman of the Georgian Bar Association, for example, described Murusidze as a holdover from the Saakashvili regime, the pillar of the Saakashvili regime within the judiciary. In the run-up of the judge's vote on the 25th of December, Murusidze was actively defending his past verdicts on TV and political talk shows. Others were supporting Murusidze. The Conference of Judges, a self-governing body of judges, threw their support behind Murusidze and condemned the campaign against him as an attempt to exert pressure on the judiciary. They said that Georgia is at the stage where it is deciding whether to be a democratic society where judges act independently or whether their careers in the court system is decided by changing political influences. Politicians from the ruling Georgian Dream Coalition were mostly tight-lipped during the debates over Murusidze's application to be reappointed as a judge. So, after the appointment came more criticism, with public figures such as the Free Democrats leader Irakli Alasani and other lawmakers' associations claiming that the members of the High Council of Justice should quit the council as they no longer have the moral right to continue their membership. President Mark Velashvili said, quote, "the struggle for creating a fair judiciary in Georgia continues," end quote, and that it was out of touch with reality for the Judicial Council to choose a judge the public was so obviously against. Justice Minister Tsoulikiani said she was dissatisfied with the decision and she had discussed with the High Council of Judges earlier in December before the vote. three members of the High Council of Judges that were appointed by the parliament released a lengthy statement explaining their decision to support Murucidze's candidacy. They explained that while they knew it was unpopular, there were many other factors they had to consider, that rejecting Murucidze's nomination would have a chilling effect on judges and would have been perceived as expression of non-confidence towards all the judges appointed during the previous government, signaling their gradual sidelining from the judiciary, which would have caused their demoralization, instability, and chaos in the judicial system. Yeah, that's not serious. And then they made the decisions, and that they made the decision not in favor of Murucidze, but in favor of the stability and sustainability of the court system. They also said it was unfair to make individual judges completely responsible for mistakes of the past, where they were working in an unhealthy system. It was a very bad decision, and everybody that I know who knows anything about the judiciary is very disappointed about it. The strange thing is that Otsneba seemed to be so disciplined about it, makes you wonder what Murucidze knows or who it was that was for him, because the arguments in favor of him entering, staying in the judiciary were extremely weak. On the 30th of December, BI gave a lengthy interview on his TV show that he used to host, 2030, which is on his son Beda's channel, GDS-TV, concerning the upcoming 2016 parliamentary elections. He said he is personally involved in compiling the party list for members of parliament candidates and for the Otsneba ruling coalition. Oh, I bet he is. And wants to have new faces in the new next parliament, and that reshuffling is needed. Prime Minister Garibashvili's resignation. He said it was Garibashvili's personal decision, but that Garibashvili did meet with BI several times for consultations before the resignation. On the election of Judge Murucidze, BI said that he too did not like the decision, but that he said there's nothing disastrous in his reappointment as a judge, and that after a three-year probationary period, there will have to be a new vote for Murucidze to remain a judge before retirement. On the 24th of December, the National Bank sold $20 million at a foreign currency auction to support the lari. It was the central bank's ninth intervention this year, with total sales reaching $287 million. Daesh, or ISIS, Russian propaganda channel Furat Media, published on Twitter a Georgian translation of leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdad's address. It's an audio file called Wait, and We Will Wait With You, originally in Arabic, calls on all Muslims to join. On the 24th of December, Belgium ratified the EU association agreement, meaning that all 28 EU member states have ratified it. However, it still has to officially be replaced, be reported in a local Belgian newspaper for the process to be completed. Georgian officials say they expect that to happen within the next few days. Russian news agency TASS reported that on the 25th of December, Daesh commander and Pankizi native Tarkhan Baritashvili, a.k.a. Omar al-Shishani, was captured by U.S. and Kurdish commandos in the town of Hawija in northern Iraq. TASS sources some Arabic news sites and reported that the special operation against Daesh was carried out by American Spetsnaz, or special forces, but according to some Kurdish accounts, the operation was carried out by Kurdish commanders backed by American special forces and U.S. helicopters. The capture was not confirmed by any officials. A few days later, a spokesperson for the U.S. Defense Department denied that the Pentagon captured al-Shishani and denied some other information released by Iraq's Interior Ministry. On the 29th of December, President Mark Velashvili signed approval for changes to two laws. One is that a witness will no longer be obliged to appear before law enforcers for questioning before the case goes to court. The second is that police will no longer be able to evict anyone from misappropriated real estate without a relevant court decision. This is important for houses used as collateral for loans because people have been not paying loans, but the police refuse to remove them from collateralized property, even after the bank owns it. Court involvement may or may not be one more way to gum up the credit market, or it could help solve the problem. Civil rights groups had criticized the first law we mentioned about witnesses, who argued that it created the possibility for undue pressure on witnesses to produce a statement favorable for the prosecution. Following up on last week's story, after Russia announced that it will ease visa rules for Georgian citizens, an official in the Federation Council of Russia announced that the foreign ministries of Russia and Georgia have been holding talks regarding the procedural issues. Georgia's foreign ministry, however, responded that they have not been having talks with their Russian counterparts, that there is no diplomatic relations, and that there is only the Karasan-Abashidze format. On the 29th of December, Vladimir Surkov, the Russian president's aide, was in Sukhumi in Abkhazia and met with Abkhaz leaders. They discussed Abkhazia's relations with Turkey. The Abkhaz leadership have been nervous about the negative consequences of Turkey-Russia tensions for Abkhazia. Trade with Turkey accounts for 20% of Abkhazia's foreign trade turnover, but in mid-December, Russia's Federal Fishing Agency said that Russian fishing vessels will become active in the Black Sea waters by Abkhazia and would possibly also replace Turkish fishing vessels there. Surkov also said that Turkish construction companies should not be hired for implementing infrastructure projects carried out in Abkhazia with Russian aid. With those funds, and more from Sputnik News, the Abkhaz Foreign Ministry said that they believe that Syria will recognize Abkhazia independence at some point in the future. This came after a meeting with the Syrian ambassador in Moscow. Leader of South Ossetia, Leonid Tibilov, has proposed to rename the region South Ossetia Alania, which is very much like the Republic of North Ossetia Alania, which is part of Russia. He said that he's confident that in the future, the two regions will unite under one name, Ossetia Alania, within the Russian Federation. He also said that the region is preparing to hold a referendum on joining Russia. It will be sometime before the next presidential election in April 2017. Tibilov first announced plans for holding a referendum on joining Russia in October. South Ossetian authorities also announced that they will not open the border with Georgia for New Year's, which they do open sometimes for families on opposite sides of the border to visit and celebrate with each other. They said the border will be closed for security measures in relation to information that ISIS or Daesh fighters in Georgia are planning an attack on South Ossetian border for New Year's, which was information that came from Sputnik, the Kremlin-run media outlet. President Mark Velashvili pardoned 238 prisoners on the 25th of December for Christmas. 66 had their sentences reduced. 172 were let out. President Mark Velashvili turned down an appeal from a group of citizens asking him to pardon former mayor Gigi Ugulava. Some of the signatories of the appeal are prominent singers, journalists, writers, and human rights activists. They wrote that despite having different political views, we are united in the belief that keeping Ugulava in prison is unjust and damaging for the country. President Mark Velashvili responded that he cannot pardon Ugulava, that he values their opinion, but that the mechanism of pardoning cannot replace proceedings, investigation, or serve political reasonability. Okay. On the 29th of December, 20 people, including a 9-year-old child, were detained by Russian soldiers in the village of Nabakevi near the Abkhazia borderline. Those holding Abkhazian passports were immediately released. The others remained in custody, including the child. State-owned shareholding company Partnership Fund and Austrian company Humanity Holding will build a new pharmaceutical factory in Orhevi area of Tbilisi worth about $130 million. The Ministry of Finance arrested 10 people they uncovered were involved in an international credit card fraud scheme. They managed to get the data from credit cards from people from foreign countries, then manufactured fake cards in Georgia. Georgian actor Mehrab Ninidze is in the new Cold War set film by Steven Spielberg, Bridge of Spies. It stars Tom Hanks. Great movie. I've seen it. Ninidze plays the lead Soviet interrogator of an American pilot in Soviet custody. On the 30th of December, a 19-year-old man shot two police officers in Tel Aviv with a hunting rifle from the balcony of his home. The police station was nearby. He shot a woman police officer, and when her colleague came to help her, he shot him. The man died that day. The woman was in critical condition, died the next day on the 31st of December. Today, the shooter was caught soon after the incident. New Year's celebrations were canceled in Tel Aviv. 29-year-old fashion designer David Komachidze, who goes by the name David Koma, will present his spring-summer collection at the London Fashion Week in February. The show's profile for Koma said that he is synonymous with the ultra-body contouring silhouette. Georgia's Maritime Transport Agency and their Turkish counterpart signed a memorandum of understanding simplifying the legal basis for Georgian sailors to work on Turkish ships. On the 30th of December, two hand grenades and a firearm magazine with 30 cartridges were found in the car of the Tbilisi National Park chairperson. The Minister of Environment explained that someone planted the firearms in revenge against the official, possibly because they are cracking down on people for illegally cutting down trees, illegal hunting, and so on. A number of Tbilisi waste collectors and street sweepers went on strike on the 29th of December, demanding a pay increase and to receive their New Year bonuses. They protested at the Tbil Service office, which is the company responsible for waste collection, and also claimed that the company pressured some workers not to take part in the strike. Georgian thief in law Mindia Goradze was arrested in Moldova. President Mark Velashvili awarded five time world chess champion Nona Gupindashvili with the Order of Excellence. 74-year-old Gupindashvili was the first woman to achieve the title of chess grandmaster. The Tbilisi Opera and Ballet Theater on Rustaveli, which was closed for 6 years for renovations, will open to the public on the 30th of January. They'll open with the opera Absalom and Eteri by director Gizo Jordania. Group of people from Gori, from the youth movement Droa, set up a public refrigerator for people to donate food as part of a No One Goes Hungry campaign. They got the fridge and other materials for the company via the extremely cool Orbeliani Georgia online platform funded by Swedish SIDA. Disclosure, I am the chair of Orbeliani, Georgia. Ministry of Regional Development is allocating 58 million lari from the 2016 budget to restore the road along towns of the Black Sea coastline at Senaki, Poti, and Sarpi. The goal is to halt coastal erosion and prevent rock falls from the cliff sides along the road. Interesting note, when Prime Minister candidate Kvitikashvili was speaking before Parliament about future plans, he discussed that there should be strict regulations on online casinos. So keep an eye on that, because he is definitely right. Georgia removed 1.83 kilograms of highly enriched uranium from its territory. It was being stored at Tbilisi State University and was delivered to a storage facility in Russia under non-proliferation regulations of the International Atomic Energy Agency. The Rixos Tbilisi Hotel opened on Gudiashvili Street. It was built by Israeli investors. The Israeli Georgia Chamber of Commerce then gifted Georgia's National Museum a four-story building, which they will use for exhibitions and archiving space. The chairlift for Mount Kolta in Bakuriani Ski Resort has reopened after being closed for 8 years. In a Twitter poll by Champions League, fans named UEFA Super Club final match between Barcelona and Sevilla as the football match of the year. That's the match that was held in Tbilisi in August. Bloomberg has a list of 50 best wines under $50, which includes the 2013 Pheasant's Tears Rikazitelli. Mamuka Gorgodze, the captain of the Lelos national rugby team, was ranked number 8 among the 15 best rugby players of 1915 by the newspaper The New Zealand Herald. Parliamentary news. Following up on previous stories, on the 23rd of December, Parliament passed with its final reading the legislative amendments redistricting the 73 single mandate constituencies. The redistricting aims at creating electoral districts of relatively equal size by number of voters. As a reminder, the 150 member Parliament is elected through a mixed system. 73 lawmakers are elected in 73 majoritarian single-mandate constituencies. The remaining 77 are party-less proportional vote. Opposition party and civil society groups have been calling for scrapping the single-member majoritarian district and having a multi-member constituency set up for the 2016 parliamentary elections. Otsneba does not want to do that. On the 24th of December, Parliament passed with its third and final reading Otsneba proposed legislative amendments replacing the plurality vote for electing majoritarian lawmakers in single-mandate constituencies with a majority vote. Under the previous rule, a majoritarian candidate for parliament, most votes with at least 30% was considered an outright winner. New amendments, that will go to 50% where it was before when the national movement changed it due to the mayor's race 7 years ago. This is an important step forward. 24th of December, Parliament adopted a new law on volunteering. People under the age of 16 can take part in volunteering activities only if the person has permission from his or her legal guardians and if the actions do not hinder the interests of the volunteer, hamper their moral or physical abilities, or disrupt their education. People aged 16 to 18 can volunteer for a maximum of 36 hours a week. If the volunteer work was expected to continue for more than a month, there needs to be a volunteer contract with the organizer. The law also said that any organization that receives voluntary assistance must pay the volunteers for their service. Really understand what problem this solves, but I don't know. It's been passed. Meme this week is the hashtag NBA votes tagging Zaza Pachulia. This is for the NBA All-Star Game that will be in Toronto on February. People can nominate who they want to play in the All-Star Game on Twitter by tweeting the hashtag NBA votes and the name of the player they want. Lots of people in Georgia have been doing this for Pachulia, who plays for the Dallas Mavericks. Second meme is a video by U.S. Embassy in Tbilisi. Going around Facebook, some embassy people send a New Year's video singing the Georgian polyphonic song Mrale Jambieri, which is Many Years to You. Very well produced video. Good job, Elcho. Stuff to read. Richard Giragosian writes in Al Jazeera about the escalating clashes in Nagorno-Karabakh in December. He says that Azerbaijan has attempted to widen the conflict to draw Armenia more directly into conflict and provoke an Armenian overreaction. CNN looks at what they think of the world's best Christmas lights in 2015, which includes Tbilisi. CRC looks at Georgians' social circles. Agenda.ge has an interactive map documenting Tbilisi flood. Photographer Pablo Ferrari has a photo album on Facebook of a gloomy and dilapidated Georgia. Culinary Backstreets visits churchkela makers in Kakheti, which, if you don't know, churchkela is the Georgian Snickers. I don't really know if they're the Georgian Snickers, but they are delicious. Stringed walnuts covered by hardened grape stew goo. There's a video with nice visuals of rural Georgia. Jumpstart Georgia has a visualization on Prime Minister's time in office in Georgia. And note that Khadabashvili was the 11th Prime Minister to leave the office by resignation. Only one Prime Minister, Vano Merabashvili, left as a result of elections. All this stuff to read is posted in the forum. And this week is not a geocapital number, but instead, from now on, we will have a dive bar number. For those of you who have been living under a rock in Paraguay for the last several years, dive bar right below the opera is the coolest bar in Tbilisi, so you should go there every chance you get. This week's dive bar number is 194. That is how many flashing lights there are now lighting up the Tbilisi TV tower. The lights are new and outfitted by Italian company Grinder. They're all great name. They've previously done the lighting work for the Eiffel Tower and for the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt. Tbilisi TV tower was previously lit up by 5,000 lights, which were installed in 2010. At the Baia Gallery in Tbilisi, there's an exhibition of artist Irakli Pargiani called Christmas in Abastumani. He was posthumously awarded the State Prize of Georgia in 1992 and the Piero Osmani Prize in 1996. The exhibition runs until the 8th of January. For those in Tbilisi, there is a Christmas village at Rose Revolution Square until the 3rd of January. If you're in Kiev, there's an art installation at the Izolatsia venue created by a group of Georgian artists called Crawling Border. The idea is that they present the experience of living in a place with a shifting border. It's on until the 20th of January. If you're in London, on the 26th of January at University College London, there's a talk on recent excavations in the Dadi Ali Gorge, and Georgia has the Gateway of Eurasia. Let the British Georgian Society know if you'd like to attend and for more details. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That is Tango, X-Ray, Tango, Bravo, Uniform, Kilo. Our email address is spielpod@gmail.com or post the form on our website, www.spielpod.com. On this date in 1862, I neglected to mention above, West Virginia petitioned for statehood. So we will finish with, from birthday boy John Denver, his 1971 hit, this is Country Road, Take Me Home. Happy New Year, everybody.
Almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place. Moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country roads, take me home to the place. Yesterday, country roads.